Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Weather's getting nice. I love it. It's almost time to be hanging out in our yards, having people over. And every Wednesday, we talk home tips with our friend Susie Calabrese. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT. So, Susie, I know you have some tips on prepping our yards to make sure they're ready for the nice weather for spring and summer, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, last week we talked about gardening and our garden beds and the lawn and stuff like that. And, you know, I have some tips to talk about today. And I think that, you know, there are some things that could kill our outdoor vibes, like pests and things that aren't safe. So let's talk about some things to kind of keep those things at bay. So the first would be, you know, not having these uninvited guests coming in and eating on your plants or anything like that. So the best way to get ahead of pests is to really see what's going on with your property and what has happened over the winter. So, you know, take a stroll around and look specifically in these outdoor spaces for any signs of pest activity. Like, think anthills or rodent burrows, which, like, oh, I don't even want to get too close.
But I know.
I know, but it's just one of those things you got to do. If you spot any troublemakers, it's really time to take action. So what you're going to do is, you know, keep getting your grass mowed, trimming those bushes and removing any standing water, because that's going to discourage mosquitoes and other insects from breeding. You know, look into some natural products that can deter pests, or set up traps and barriers to protect those gardens and keep pests at bay. A really popular way of killing insects is with a plug-in. It's called Dynatrap. And it'll catch all flying, biting insects. Have you heard of that before, Kevin?
No, I haven't, but that I do have that problem, so I should look into that.
Don't quote me on it, but I'm pretty sure I had a friend who bought one at Costco recently.
Oh, nice. So,
another method would be investing in some pest-resistant plants and using mulch that's made from materials that naturally deter pests, like cedar or cypress. And organic methods likely will take more time and intention, but they are safer for the environment and your family and wildlife, you know, if you can do that, if you can look into that. So call in the experts when needed, but identifying the source of where an infestation could be is really helpful, and then work with the expert to target a treatment plan to kind of to really eliminate the pest from your home safely and effectively. And, you know, next is safety. We talked about, like, how do we get our outdoor ready for the spring? I mean, safety is a big one, because over the winter time, things have changed. The climate might have done something to your property. Like, I have had this in my house. If you have a loose rail that makes you think if someone puts all their weight on it, they might go down, you know, put it on your list. It might be something that you have to take care of. And don't forget to check play equipment for safety hazards, like your play sets, especially trampolines. And while you're outside, give those outdoor electrical outlets and wiring a quick once over and test them to ensure that everything is in working order.
Yeah, the kids' stuff is so true. All the toys and stuff, like in our backyard. I know in my house, I had to tighten the training wheels on in the garage on the bike. We have one of those Little Tykes basketball hoops that, you know, it's got the water in it to give it weight so it doesn't tip over. But that sort of went down over the winter. So, yeah, it's getting everything back up so it's safe for the kids again.
Exactly. I mean, we want them outside to play, right? And I similar thing over here. I had a couple different helmets with different sizes, and I saw my daughter just put one on, and it was way too small for her. And I'm like, okay, we got to switch that out. Like, goodbye, Minnie Mouse. Yeah, so I'm with you on that one. Got to check all those toys.
Yeah, definitely. Springtime, the weather's getting nice. Summer's around the corner, and you're probably getting your backyard ready. And there's a lot of things that you need to sort of check before you start having people over and having parties, have the kids outside. So every Wednesday, we talk home tips with our friend Susie Calabrese, home expert. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT. So what other things should we be checking in our yard, Susie?
I know. It's like Memorial Day weekend is going to be here before we know it, Kevin.
Yeah,
so we
I know.
Have to
it's crazy.
Get these things in order. Yeah. So, yeah, let's talk a little bit more safety tips, because whether you're relaxing on your patio by yourself or you're actually entertaining, I think a safe environment just brings peace of mind, and it's important for all of us when we want to enjoy our homes. And I'm going to start with lighting, because I am married to an electrician, so this is something that comes up a lot at our house. I think adequate lighting can really help deter unwanted guests and also improve visibility at night for yourself. So reduce the risk of trips and falls, and especially for your guests as well. So one of the ways I see a lot of homeowners do this today is install motion-activated lights around the perimeter of their houses and along pathways. I think that this is a great way to illuminate the dark areas and really alert you to any potential intruders. For many homeowners, you likely have a spot in your house that you maybe have been putting it off, or it just wasn't a priority. And now that it's, you know, maybe you've been there for some time or something like that, you might want to rethink, you know, lighting up that spot. But this is also something that applies to renters as well, because safety and, you know, being able to get in and out of your home safely and feeling comfortable, it's important. So whether, you know, you choose to invest in it and you ask for permission, or you ask them to install something for you, I think that this applies, you know, kind of to both living situations.
Yeah.
And in addition to taking proactive measures to prevent like accidents and intrusions, it's really essential to have emergency preparedness plans in place. I know, you know, being a mom, I'm always educating my daughter and about this in terms of like, what do we do in the event of a fire? And, you know, we live around a lot of trees, so I'm always like looking out for the trees and listening if there's anything creaking and stuff like that. Who do we call and all of that? So this is a good conversation starter for you to have in your house. And also make sure you have necessary supplies like a first aid kit. And then, like you had mentioned before, we, you know, I have some tips about people that have water on their properties. So some people have ponds, either, you know, natural or man-made, or even fountains. This is a really good time to give those a good clean and an inspection. So you want to take a peek for any winter wear and tear, clear out debris, and check that water levels are right. Don't forget to test the water quality. I have no idea how to do that necessarily, but I know you can buy a kit. Typically in a pond, especially, like that is sitting water. And if you have, you know, people coming over, you don't want anybody being in contact with that water if it is not safe water. So, you know, really check that out. And you want to trim back any overgrown plants that are around that water area as well. If you're lucky enough to have a pool, this is the time you're going to get ready to open her up and give her a thorough cleaning. You know, follow your manufacturer's guidelines, because all pools are different. And so you'll want to go through and look at your pool pumps, your filters, and any other equipment you have with your pool to make sure that everything's in tip-top shape for this summer.
Nice. Yeah, those pools will be open before we know it.
I know. Yeah. And we definitely plan on, you know, going into more detail on pools here in these segments. So stay tuned here on the feed, and we'll dive into more pool-related tips as we get into the summer months.
Okay, awesome. I'm just glad that the nice weather's here and that we're able to go outside again, which is nice.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, Susie Calabrese, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.